In this USMEF report, Greg Haynes, Assistant Vice President for International Marketing and Programs, explains the benefits and objectives of hosting the Hanan team.
Hanan is one of the largest importers in Japan, and the key thing about this company is that they have distribution offices throughout the country. We had about 33 people coming on the team, and again, they represented offices from the main island along with Kyushu, Shikoku, the southern islands. And so this really ties in nicely with one of our key strategies in the Japanese market, and that is to get the buyers, both retail and food service, that are outside of the metropolitan areas like Tokyo and Osaka, to get really reintroduced to U.S. beef. With previous age limits that we had at 20 months of age, a lot of these smaller regional retailers and food service companies weren't able to get the beef supply that they wanted, and so they ended up using domestic or foreign competitors like Australia. Well, now that we have 30 months of age again, we're able to get U.S. beef back into the market, and since these buyers haven't had access to the product for maybe the last 10 years, there really is a whole relearning curve that they have to go through.
Access to reliable supplies was one of the main concerns of the Hanan team. Haynes explains that their visit provided USMEF an opportunity to give them accurate details about U.S. beef and pork production.
Of course, one of the concerns in Japan is just low cattle numbers in the U.S., how that's impacting beef prices and supply. And they're also interested in what's happening on the pork side with the PED virus, what that's doing to pork here in the U.S., and also they're running into the same situation in their market as well. So while they were at USMEF, it was a good chance to really show them where we see supplies going over the next few years.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.